Hello, this is Mark Tiley, and welcome to another podcast from our morning show series, MyTunes. A fabulous guest for you this time around, and an amazing choice of music. So let's get straight on with it.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, men's radio.
Welcome to another week of My Tunes on this here morning show. Now, my guest this week was born in Peel, lived here for a while, started playing the cornet here, before ending up in, and not only in, but the principal trumpet of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, and you still are, sir.
Yes, I am.
John Quirk, welcome back to the Isle of Man, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It's lovely to have somebody with totally different skill set. We haven't had a classical musician on the show. I don't know, I'm saying that. I don't think we have. We certainly have now. Memories of growing up in Peel, John.
Yeah, I left Peel probably at the age of five because my family moved to Douglas. But I've got lots of different memories of being in Peel. I walked through the middle of Peel last night, actually, and up Michael Street. And I remember I used to have to go and have my hair cut at the top. There used to be a little barber's up there, which is now, I think it's a tea shop or something like that now. But just walking through the town, or should I say city, it's great to have those memories and relive them. And I had a walk up Peel Hill yesterday as well, which is super beautiful. Seeing the sun go down.
It's a very special place.
Oh, yes.
Yep. They don't call it the Sunset City for nothing.
Very proud of being born there.
Did you think when you first started learning to play the cornet, I think you told me that it was your dad who taught you.
My dad played the euphonium. Yeah. He's been in Salvation Army bands all his life. And he taught me, he thrust a cornet into my hands when I was a very young age of five or six. And I used to join in with the Salvation Army has very good young people's bands. And so it was great to just join in and start playing then.
Did you think at that time, and did he think at that time, there is talent here, this is going to carry on?
I don't know about that. I think you'd probably have to ask him. I mean, I never thought that I would go on to make a living out of playing the cornet and the trumpet, you know, when at that early age.
No. What were your eyes set on as you grew up? What to do if you weren't going to be in music? Where were you looking?
I always, going back to Peel, next to where I used to have my hair cut, there used to be a toy shop. And I always used to make model aeroplanes, and my bribe for going and having my hair cut, which wasn't in those days a very nice experience, I remember, was to get a model, Airfix model. Yeah. So I've always been into aeroplanes, and I wanted to join the RAF, but it never happened. I wanted to be a pilot.
And you didn't?
No.
It wasn't to be. So from that very early age, then there were school bands and orchestras, and then I guess it's a logical move into county music.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
And then somebody must have picked you up somehow along the way or spotted you.
Well, it was a logical progression, like you say, because I was in... the family moved to Bedford, and Bedfordshire at the time had fantastic youth orchestras, big bands, brass bands, and we toured Europe in wind ensembles and all sorts of things. And then I started going to the junior school of the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, which was at my A-level age. And the logical progression was then to go on and study there full-time when I left school.
We're going to talk a lot more about the Symphony Orchestra. And don't forget the Little Big Time Band. We'll talk about that later in the week. But first of all, now let's have your first piece of music.
First piece of music.
Yes.
It's by Stravinsky. It's ballet music, and Stravinsky wrote quite a few ballets. And this is the first piece of music that I heard live by a full symphony orchestra. I was taken by my mum and dad to a concert in Bradford. I think it was the St. George's Hall. My memory's not great. And it was the Halley Orchestra playing The Rite of Spring. And it's something, when as a 14, 15-year-old, you have no idea what you're going to listen to, and I was completely shocked by it. It's an outrageous piece of music, and of course it's full of percussion and brass, and it's very loud and exciting. And it's the memory stuck with me.
And I should say, you're playing on this recording.
This recording,
yes.
It was, you spotted it earlier. Was it
89.
We recorded it with Sir Simon Rattle. I don't think he was a Sir just then, but yeah, it's one of the first recordings I'm played on with the orchestra. And it's, as I say, it's a stunning piece of music.
This is the closing stages of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. My Tunes on Manx Radio. And my guest all this week, born in Peel, raised in the Isle of Man, moved across and ended up, and we talked a little bit about how he got there, as the principal trumpet of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in 1986. And you're still there.
I'm still there after 34 years, yeah.
Well, you've got to be doing something right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I've been trying to get out for years.
Is it true of orchestras, like it is in sort of other walks of music, that the brass section are always the first in the pub?
In our orchestra, it used to be maybe, but there are other sections now who compete with us, I think.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That always used to be a thing about where's the brass section? In the pub.
Definitely. Yeah.
Get them out the pub. Yeah. Get them out the back. It's how much do you have to practice now?
Well, having played in the orchestra for that long, the repertoire is pretty well under the fingers, as they say.
Yeah.
But we do have new pieces that come up. I have to also keep my technique up. But if you're working and playing nearly every day, then there isn't that much time to practice at home anyway. But I would generally, if I'm not at work, do an hour to 2 hours a day. This week, because I'm over in the Isle of Man, I've actually left the trumpet at home for a few days just to have a rest.
Yeah. But will you notice the difference with your embouchure, I should say, when you get back in?
Definitely,
yeah, you will.
You've got to build it back up again, and that's what I've planned to do because I'm at work next Tuesday, so I've got to build it back up again, the lips and the muscles. Yeah.
Talk us through a normal, if there is such thing, a sort of a typical working week with the orchestra.
Well, we generally start rehearsing on a Monday. We'll do 10:15 to 4:15. and we'll do the same probably on the Tuesday. We may have a matinee or an evening concert on the Wednesday, so we'll go into the hall for an afternoon rehearsal or morning rehearsal if it's a matinee, and we'll do a concert that day. We then may do a repeat in the afternoon or evening the next day. On the Friday, we may do a totally different programme, which could be lighter music, Broadway music, or even Queen, or we do all sorts of Friday night shows. And then on the Saturday, we could be somewhere else. We could be in Cheltenham or Leeds or Derby. You know, we travel around. Yeah.
So the variety is obviously great fun to have a huge variety of things to play.
It's certainly, as I say, I do know a lot of the repertoire now, but it's still a great thing to do. The travel and the different types of music you get to play, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about touring tomorrow, because I know you've been all over the world. Audiences, are they still feeding in from the bottom end, or is it an older section of community, or is it right across the board?
I think this is a bit of a problem with classical music, because it's a certain age group that does listen to classical music, and we are actively trying to encourage younger people to come to our concerts. We do an awful lot of education work around the schools of the West Midlands, and trying to get the kids listening to other types of music.
And younger members of the orchestra, are they still coming in on the route that you went through, the Northern College, for example? Are they still feeding in?
Well, they come from all the colleges of music around the country. And we have got a very, very good, decent influx of younger players now. It stayed the same for a while, say, Simon Rattle was with the orchestra. But now the orchestra's changed remarkably, and I'd say that the changeover has been like 30, well, maybe 50-60%.
Wow.
You know, of younger people coming in, and it's great that the country is still producing young players of great standard.
Well, long may it continue. Our second piece is from a gentleman I had the privilege of meeting several times during my rock and roll days doing rock shows. Tell me about this.
This is an album by John Lord, who was the keyboard player from Deep Purple. He's worked with a lot of orchestras because he's got a deep-down love of classical music. And I know he worked a lot with the Liverpool Phil, the Royal Liverpool Phil. And he wrote a concerto for a group and orchestra years ago. I think it was 1969. It was performed at the Albert Hall with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Malcolm Arnold conducting. And so he's got this love of classical music. But it's his rock feel that I love, because, I mean, I've been to see Deep Purple many times and Whitesnake, and I'm a massive rock fan, because I need to get away from classical music when I'm driving the car or at home. You know, you can't listen to it all the time. So I'm a big rock fan. And this was an album that's very memorable for me, because it was the first holiday I sort of had away from home with mates of mine. We went to the Lake District camping, and we had a fabulous holiday, where the weather was actually brilliant for the whole week.
Well, that's a rarity.
Yeah. And we were camping, and we discovered lots of walks and lots of the Lake District pubs, and we had a great time. And this was the album that we listened to. Yeah. I think it was on a cassette in those days, but it brings back a lot of memories for me. And
Before I forget the album. Yeah, great.
But the track I'm interested in hearing is the Bark Onto This, or is it Back Onto This? It's spelled B-A-C-H.
Yeah.
It begins with the Bark Toccata and Fugue in D minor, and then it's John Lord's twist on that, really.
Well, let's hear him. Sadly, no longer with us, but what a great player he was. John Lord, Bach, Onto This. My Tunes on Manx Radio with my wonderful guest, who, born in the Isle of Man, moved across and ended up and still is the principal trumpet of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, achieved that in 1986 when Sir Simon Rattle, or Simon Rattle as he was then, was the conductor. John Quirk, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, thank you.
Now, do you still consider yourself a Manx spirit?
Oh, most definitely, yes. I mean, if you were to ask anybody I work with, they're sick of hearing me telling them that I'm from the Isle of Man and how proud I am of being Manx and proud I am of the Isle of Man.
And there's a tremendous heritage, and not necessarily in classical music, although there are some great players here now, but the music of the Isle of Man has a very special feel to it, doesn't it?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I have quite a lot of Celtic music on my iPlayer, and a lot of it's Manx, and I love listening to it. It makes me feel special. It's uplifting, I think, you know, to listen to that Manx kind of music.
Well, we've got a little bit of that coming later on, I know. But let's talk about a project that you're bringing back to the Isle of Man in April, to the Peel Centenary Centre.
Yes, Little Big Time Band.
Thank you. Tell me all about it.
The Little Big Time Band we set up probably about 25 years ago to go into schools. Just play classical music or lighter music to kids, and hopefully they would recognise tunes like William Tell or Bolero, for instance. We've arranged that. There's only six of us, and we play this kind of music to kids, and hopefully they recognise it, and hopefully they enjoy it.
And this show, well, there are two, but one particularly aimed at youngsters, and then an evening show.
Yes, we do a family show at 2:30 in the afternoon, yeah. And that'll be full of fun, hopefully get kids out to join in with us, clapping, and hopefully tunes they'll know and recognise.
And how many in the ensemble? How many in it?
There's six of us. We have a violin, clarinet, who plays saxophone as well, a percussionist who plays timps, and a keyboard player, who's my lovely wife, and myself on trumpet, and I play flugelhorn as well, and double bass.
You know, I think, thinking back to when I grew up, I had a very good school. Well, it was great fun, a lot of music in the school. And one of the teachers used to take us up to the Robert Mayer Children's Concerts.
Oh, right, yes.
In the Festival Hall, because brought up in London. And just being exposed to a range of tunes and music at a certain, junior school, primary age, it sticks.
Yes.
It means you're open to it, at least.
Yeah. I mean, if you might not know what you're listening to, but then you remember that kind of music and that kind of sound, and you're interested in finding out more what it is like and what it's about.
And there's so many people who say they don't like classical music, or they're not interested in it, but you play something like the classic Romeo and Juliet theme or this, that and the other, and or go to the movies and there'll be some atmospheric orchestral music and they will melt with tears in their eyes.
You couldn't watch a Star Wars film without the music. I mean, we've gone into schools many times and said, hands up, who thinks classical music is boring? Mm. So you get a whole hall full of hands go up, and then we'll play them something like William Tell and they'll go, yeah, we know this. This is good.
Yeah. Peel Centenary Centre. Little Big Time Band.
That's great.
4th of April. Let's have our third choice of music, please, John.
This is the Manx music, isn't it?
Yes.
This is a tune I remember. I'm just looking out the window now because I can see Douglas in the background. And when we moved to Douglas, I went to Domain Road Infant School and my sister was at Timwell Street. And I've got one of my first memories, let alone musical memories, is seeing them dance the dance for the Hunt the Wren with the ribbons, the red and green ribbons, and the little wren in the middle, and the kids dancing around. I must have only been 5 or 6. And this is the music to Hunt the Wren, played by McTulloch Vannin.
Thank you.
My Tunes on Manx Radio. And sadly, it's the last one of the week with our very fine, well, excellent trumpeter from the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, principal trumpet, Manx born and bred for a while.
Yep.
John Quirk is still with me. Thank you.
It's lovely to be here.
This orchestra is, I mean, City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. You had Sir Simon Rattle as your conductor. You've had some amazing other conductors.
Yes, we have.
Let's not just single him out, although everyone knows him. Touring. I mean, you've been all over the world with this band. Band, orchestra.
Well, we call it a band.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we've travelled all over from North America, South America. We've been to China, Japan many times. I think I've been to Japan 9 times now. All over Europe. Seen some fantastic sights, played in some wonderful concert halls. It's been a great experience.
And lots and lots of work with schools and villages and
yes.
It says here in your brief, even a local sewage works.
Yes, we were sponsored by Severn Trent Water to play a couple of concerts. So we ended up doing a photo shoot at their sewage works, dressed in tails, evening tail coats. So for a while, they weren't too pleasant to sit with them on. They had to be dry cleaned. But we've done everywhere. We've played in prisons and schools and hospitals. The community work is so good to get involved in. I really love doing that.
Are you one of the longest serving members of the orchestra?
I look round now and yes, I am. There are a few more who were actually, I think there's a couple who joined the orchestra before Simon Rattle, so they're called pre-Rattleites.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. But there's only a couple, I think, and I think I might be in the top 7 or 8 of the long-serving players.
Yeah, but you joined very young, because, I mean, you've done 34 years, but you're still a young man.
So, thank you very much.
compared to this chap here. Yeah.
Yeah, I joined, I think, in my mid-20s.
Now, when you're playing, can you give me a couple of bits of music or pieces that still really move you emotionally? Are there certain pieces that you really look forward to playing?
Well, I've got one now for you to play, but Richard Strauss is my favourite composer. But also I love Mahler and Bruckner, all the big pieces like that that are fantastic to listen to. But Richard Strauss is my favourite. He's written many gorgeous tone poems, very exciting music. And one of them is we're going to listen to now, which is the Alpine Symphony.
We'll get that on in just a second. Can I say once again, many thanks for coming in this week. I know you're back in April with the little big time band.
Correct.
At the Peel Centenary and 2 concerts there. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's been lovely and thank you.
And let's have this. Talk us through this final piece then.
Well, this is a lovely tone poem, which is very descriptive music of a day in the mountains in Austria. Myself and my family love going to Austria. It's our favourite holiday destination, apart from coming to the Isle of Man. And we've been skiing and we go for summer holidays there. And this is a brilliant musical description of climbing a mountain. It describes the person leaving the village and walking by a stream, going through the woods, all musically, going through over a glacier and reaching the summit, and the fantastic triumph of reaching the summit. And then he comes down. And there's a wonderful moment where you hear a musical drop of rain, just one note played by the clarinets, and that builds, and he looks behind him and there's a storm coming, and it builds into a tremendous storm with wind and lightning and thunder and everything. And I thought we could listen to that, but then my favourite bit of the whole piece is the very end, where he's got down the mountain and he hears from the distance the church organ playing from the village, and this is the... I'm getting emotional because I love this music so much. This is the music right at the end of the piece, and the sun goes back down behind the mountain and he gets back down to the village.
Beautiful. John Quirk, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thank you.
absolutely jaw-droppingly beautiful. From the Alpine Symphony, Richard Strauss, that's the end section, really, finale into the night. Berlin Philharmonic, 1981 recording. And thanks to my guest, my wonderful guest, Jonathan John Quirk, principal trumpet with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Great to have him over here. And thank you again. I'm Mark Tiley. Be sure to keep popping back here to manxradio.com. Podcasts being added all the time. And I look forward to your company again soon.